Niggas can't face the embarrassment of losing a fight.
It burns in our veins.
I feel like they moms didn't call him a bitch enough.
He wants to kill me for her. I'm done, bro. Don't worry about it.
I'm talking like a nigga. I'd rather gaslight her than tell her the truth. He don't got no ACLs and he's gay? That's crazy, bro. Unpop the pod.
You can't say that.
We back. We live. We back in the studio.
New
episode. I don't know what. But we back in the stew. Unpopular opinion. I'm one of your hosts, Brish Viv.
And live.
We got Twin again with us, right?
Twin.
My cousin.
That's
sir,
my
yes, sir. Yeah. Welcome back. Can we get an applause right there? Can we get a...
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
Yo, and we got behind the camera today, we got my son, Samuel Jackson.
Yo, shout out to your Super Bowl performance.
He's a good
one. Seeing you, Uncle Sam.
First of all, I tried to find a picture of Booker T with a baldy and a beard.
Yeah.
Doesn't exist.
What you mean?
It doesn't exist.
The wrestler?
Yeah,
but he don't got it no more.
He got a baldy now?
Allegedly.
He's bald. He still
got like four strands. Like,
he's bald.
He got like the Coolio.
He got something.
Y'all officially missed with that one. And then I feel like...
What are you thinking?
That's how you know his feelings is hurt. He went to go verify. Like, do I really look like
Samuel Jackson?
God MC. In the episode, I had to put the clip.
Okay. I see what you say. So you ain't found no pictures of him bald?
None.
So where I seen that at? I'm bugging? I could be wrong.
Of Samuel Jackson?
No, not Samuel Jackson. Okay. But he's talking about Booker T. He's talking about Booker T.
And I feel like the Booker T, the Samuel Jackson was.
You ain't pouring nothing up. We're going to do a toast real quick. Pour something up.
Who said Booker T, though? Where was Booker T from? Last week?
I don't know if it was last week or two weeks ago. It was last week?
Yeah.
I said Booker T. I think we were scrambling. I said Booker T. But we got some topics for y'all today. We're going to be talking some, you know, relationship stuff, some current events, some... I don't know. We got some topics for y'all today.
It's going to be us.
Exactly. We just going to be us.
Room shakers.
Somebody going to pop the bottle.
We doing
Mama
pop the bottle.
Mama take us. All that, man.
Let's do it. Everyone want to pop the bottle? Yeah, let's hear it.
My pop the bottle this week is, I stand by this one because I feel like the emasculation of the man is like, is that a word?
Mm-hmm.
Is like in full force right now. I feel like niggas growing up, moms, like the new niggas, I feel like they moms didn't call them a bitch enough. Oof. You know what I'm saying? Like niggas moms didn't call them a bitch enough.
But you gotta know that they getting baby. They getting baby nowadays,
you know what I'm
bro.
Saying? Like, hold you know it. What I'm saying?
Y'all moms called y'all a bitch?
Your moms didn't call you a bitch?
I mean, you called me soft, never. For sure.
Now, my mom's like, yo, you
didn't say you a bitch.
A bitch, bro.
My mom don't talk like that.
Nigga, bro.
All right.
My mom's like,
yeah, like man up. Man up. Be a fucking shit like that. Shit like that.
I feel like when it comes from your pops, it's like, all right.
You expect it.
But when it comes from your mom, your mom's calling you soft?
Yeah. You know you're doing something. You got to tighten up.
You know what I'm saying?
You got to tighten up,
my boy. Like, my mom.
Sure, my mom done told me before, like, yo, stop all that crying or something like that.
What? Yo.
I guess I just wasn't soft growing up.
My right hand.
Get the fuck. You heard what he just said?
What he said?
I guess I wasn't soft growing up.
Oh, this nigga.
Fuck out of here, nigga.
Your mom, you look like you got red tooth. You was like 6.
You was crying every time you got floor burn in gym class. Fuck out of here. He was crying on floor burn. It burns in our bathe.
I remember one time, I'm running full speed. And this is like in front of Presbyterian Hospital. They used to have like the parking lot
in the Heights.
Closed off with a chain.
Oh yeah, they still do that.
I'm sprinting full speed. I jump over the chain.
Oh yeah,
shit wrapped me.
Nigga, fuck
yo, bro.
Here. Yo, that's the worst fall ever, bro.
In front of the emergency room, I swear to God, everybody came running out. My mom stood right there in the corner, God.
Anytime you jump over something and your foot get caught, that's the worst fall, son, because you going face first already. So in order to even break your fall, you got to throw hands, elbows. Now you all fucked up in the game. That's a bad fall. And you a big nigga, bro.
She didn't even come to
she
see
was
if
like
I was
that.
Alive or nothing. Like, the white lady was like, who's his mom?
I knew you fucked up.
My mom standing on the corner like, get the
it
fuck up.
It wasn't fucking
like,
with you. Yeah.
Like,
what you doing? First of all, I already told you not to do this shit. Now you want to cry? Fuck out of here. Get in the car. Get in the fucking car, nigga.
My mom's was good for that shit. Like, yo, tighten up, nigga.
You have
like,
brothers
yo,
you or sisters? You got brothers or sisters?
I got sisters. 3 sisters. That's why you...
Well, that's why you got to... Yeah, you can't be no... Yeah, yeah. You got to be tough on you. Especially if you're getting grown up with your mom and 3 sisters.
Yeah, for sure.
You gotta do some push-ups.
For sure. But I got mad cousins. My mom used to take me to my godbrother's house, leave me, pay the nigga an extra $20 just to beat me up.
Yo, what? Sometimes. My sister's a little more, she was always a little more gangster than I thought.
My older sister would punch you dead in your shit, dead ass.
I don't know if my sister would do that, but my sister ain't no pushover is what I'm saying.
None of my sisters is pushovers, yeah, but my older sister,
yo?
She would dead punch you dead in your shit. Like, I seen her get mad before, and I was a little scared. Like, I ain't
gonna, my sister got jumped by some girls in high school, and according to my mom not the type to give you no type of point. She was like, she, you know what I'm saying? Like, she didn't want to glorify it to me, but she was like,
come on,
she ain't
baby.
Get beat up. She ain't get beat up.
That's fire coming from you.
Yeah, what was the rules?
That's what I said. Coming from moms, that was fire.
What was your rules if you got jumped? Like, what was your rules growing up?
Like, I ain't gonna lie, it didn't happen like that. It wasn't no rules, nigga. How often niggas getting jumped?
Like, nobody ever told you, like, yo, what's the rules like of engagement?
No,
like,
no. Jumped?
Like, what you supposed to do?
Nah, so I learned.
Grab one, yeah.
See, yes, that. You
niggas ain't having these conversations no more.
Niggas is not having these conversations. You right, damn. You so. Like, I didn't even realize that. That's regular, yeah.
Like, yeah, grab one.
That's a fact.
And just wail on.
Yeah, so now he got a story to tell. That nigga, you heard, like.
Grab one and put the nigga in a fiend. Like, yo, son, I'm holding on for dead life.
Hostage, nigga. I'm not letting go. Let me go, or I'm not letting him go.
That gotta be more worried for him than that.
That's a fact. That's a fact.
Y'all trying to kick me out of holding this nigga because I'm going to kill him.
You know what it is, yo? I ain't gonna lie, getting jumped is not a thing anymore. If you get jumped now, guess how it's going to end?
Well, somebody's dying.
Somebody's dying, bro. Yeah. Immediately. Somebody's not leaving.
It's not fun no more.
Somebody's not leaving. You knew if you got jumped, you still going to go to school the next day. Like,
it's not fun no more.
But today, nah. You look at me wrong, you got it.
Niggas can't face the embarrassment of losing a fight.
I think that's what it is. I think, and you know what it is, though? Also, that shit is on the internet now. It lives forever. So it's
that's what makes it whack.
And like, then bitches see it. It's like, damn, son.
Yeah.
At least you can lie to your joint. Like, yeah, you know, they got me, but I got one of them. Like,
everybody's playing the video in school.
Everybody, yeah. even the principal. Yo, what happened yesterday?
Funny teacher, yo, you talking up? Yo, did you just get?
Yeah, 100% public school teacher is flaming you.
Especially now,
flaming you if you acting up in class. And you in high school? Nah, bro, you too grown.
Really not like that.
You not like that, and I got it right here. Look, relax, Samuel. Samuel, relax. Talking about S. Dot spin a lot, nigga. You're Samuel. Fuck, is you talking about
spin a lot. Yo, yeah, it always the niggas that was like,
you gotta take it out somewhere.
Yeah, because that shit not flying over.
Yeah, you're right.
And the teachers be knowing, like,
niggas ain't going to gym class enough either. Like, that's where niggas got a lot of shit off. I ain't gonna lie. We got a lot of one-on-ones, a lot of basketball games, a lot of anger and frustration was taken out at gym class.
I think niggas is just
going outside playing with hammers now.
We used to have to walk up 7 flights of stairs, so we was frustrated all the way up. So niggas,
my school was big like that
niggas
too.
Niggas was going to fight on one of them floors. Like,
yeah, you couldn't. Yeah, it's over. You gotta fight. To go either way, you gotta fight. Like, it's over.
Tired of this bitch. There's a good enough reason.
Yeah, that's it's hot out this bitch. Shout out 50, bro. That nigga's the greatest. Bro.
Yeah, I want to give a special shout out to Rakai.
Yeah, shout out Rakai. This week, it was like, what, Tuesday or some shit like that? He had me on his stream. I had never met him before, but he did have me on his stream as a... He was training. I don't know if he's really training for this fight, but you know how Kai be on him about his schoolwork and shit?
Yeah.
So he was doing this to show him, like, look, I'm doing work. I'm fulfilling my...
Is he still in school, though? I don't think so.
Why he gotta be?
Because he's not 18.
Listen, bro. They not come. Wait, truancy don't even exist. They not coming to
they
find
exist,
you, bro.
Nigga. And the spotlight's on him.
DOE is canceled, nigga. They
yo,
just
he's making. He's making. I know five figures a month, bro. That dude. That kid is.
He's chicken.
I wouldn't be too worried about school, but still, nigga, for real, shout out to him because that was fire.
Yeah, A-list actors who under 18 who still have got school.
He's not.
If you A-list, then maybe you got to go to school because you're in the spotlight like that. But he's.
He's a
he's
Twitch
not tied
streamer,
to so no agency,
exactly,
no corporate.
Exactly.
What I'm saying is, like, he's not tied to a corporation. There's no liability behind him.
Enough.
Not
he's visible what? Enough where it's like, why the fuck this kid ain't school?
I guess. I mean, if you're one of those people that call those people on somebody, that's crazy.
They're calling the SWAT on these.
Nah, you're right. Oh, that's a joke though. But that's
not funny.
it's not
a joke.
It's only funny because you're not doing anything wrong, so they're not gonna take you. They're just like, oh shit, we gotta respond.
Truancy is not real. Like, you're not going to jail.
No, but before, bro, truancy was outside patrolling. and paddy wagons. Yo, you're not in school? Hold on. What time is it? No. Come on.
In the Bronx.
And they will take you to your school block and run you around the block for 2 hours, and now you're even more late. Yo, that was a real thing, bro. That shit, niggas not out there like that anymore.
That's when you went to the, when you was in the Bronx.
Yo, bro, truancy was a real thing. Now, I don't feel like that's a thing. Like, they know that kids have different modes of income. Like, there's a different way of the world now. It's not just school.
Go to school, nigga.
I don't think so.
It don't matter if you make your money.
You could go to school retroactively, bro.
Go to school, nigga.
You know what I'm saying? Like, school is not that urgent. You don't have to be in school at 16 years old. You don't have to be. You can go back and get your GED, and you can go to college at 35.
You can only drop out when you're, like, 17.
That's a good rule.
True. I don't think so.
That's a good rule.
Like, legally, you saying?
That's like, I feel
maybe,
like.
Maybe legally. Like maybe legally.
Eligible to graduate.
But I know niggas that dropped out freshman year. I know, all, like, that shit like is not about nothing, bro.
You know niggas that dropped out?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Where? I don't know nobody that dropped
for
out.
For real? Anymore.
I feel like that was the generation before
us. No, man, niggas that dropped out. Niggas our age.
Niggas didn't drop out, really.
So hold on. All your niggas your age graduated high school?
Niggas didn't drop out. Them niggas all dropped out.
Graduated from my school.
I don't know too many niggas that, yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Too many niggas that dropped out.
Yo, speaking of Rakai.
Shout out Rakai. Shout out Kid the Wiz, too. He was there. He introduced himself as Randy. I'm like, who the fuck is Randy? I don't know Randy. I know Kid the Wiz.
Oh. Speaking of Rakai, this one might touch a nerve with you. Yeah. Kai Cenat said, no haircut is worth $100.
Chach.
And yeah, I know Ant feels differently.
Yeah, he feels way differently.
I feel way differently.
I'm not going to lie.
So I don't like paying $100. But I do feel like the haircut industry, like, no funny shit, these niggas is dumb. Because it's like, yo, bro, like, y'all niggas hold the heart of a nigga in your hand.
Bro, that's what they doing, bro. They
so in any other industry, if you control that much of a situation, you're getting paid buku bread.
You can set your own price.
You know what I'm saying? So I feel like, why aren't you niggas charging $100? Like, why haven't y'all changed the market yet?
But that is the market right now, though.
Nobody's paying $100.
No. He was specifically. But he was talking about specifically celebrity niggas that be like, oh, I'm a celebrity barber or whatever, right?
Oh, genius, yeah, genius.
And they wanted head crack because of that. First, he was saying, like, nigga, I don't care who hair you cut. Like, I'm me, bro. Like, fuck out of here. If you're going to put celebrity barber next to your shit, you're getting credibility off me. So why are you head cracking me? Feel what I'm saying? Like, hello, if you don't cut a nigga like my hair, why are you being, how are you a celebrity? You know what I'm saying? So it's an even exchange at that point. Also, they head cracking for all the money they missed out on back in the day when the shit was $10, because that was crazy. I feel like a haircut at $10 was crazy.
Crazy.
You never had a haircut for
$10? Oh, absolutely. I just had one today.
$10, bro? If I got to go to school and get a degree for this shit, $10 is crazy. How many heads could you cut a day?
My shit is $20.
But you got to put up bread to get that certificate, and you got to put in time.
Niggas did it. They made it, man.
It's not about the money. It's about the time invested. I invested in this.
A pandemic.
I'm a professional. You can't do this at home.
You can't debatable. Do that. There's niggas who can do it without.
Yeah, there is. I do it at home. It's like fixing your own car.
I don't feel like $10 was crazy.
I'm saying that he's saying that a haircut for $10 is not crazy.
At the time, not now. At the time that it happened,
knowing what we know now is what I'm saying.
At the time when it happened, I still think it makes sense.
If you knew what you knew now, at that time it wouldn't be crazy.
Remember when a shaver was?
This nigga got the craziest takes, bro.
Also, but hold on. What's a fair price for a haircut now?
Today. I haven't been to the barbershop since
$40.
COVID. Oh, okay. I agree with that. I think $40 to $50 is fair.
I can take that. I feel like that's in line with inflation. Like, it was $10.
$50 is not $10 right now.
But I see niggas charging.
Not 50.
I know a nigga right now in Queens, he charging, him and his whole team, them niggas is charging $250 a pop.
They can go to hell.
Niggas.
Niggas
he said, fuck him.
I be like, it's a good cut.
Niggas said, there's no good cut. That's what, like, yo, you know what? I see why he charging that. No, you better, you know, like, you better do microdermabrasion. You better give me a chemical peel. All types of shit. You can't just give me a haircut.
No. 100 is like,
you pushing it.
I probably won't even get a cut.
Listen, I pay $100
every week. I'm not getting
a cut. I don't care how much. First of all, I'm not getting a cut every week. That's another thing. Like, how often are you getting a cut?
Now, because we do this pod,
regularly.
You can ever see your hair, bro. You can
see my beard, though.
Yeah.
All right.
Nigga, I don't. Nigga, please. Like, y'all want to see my hair so bad? Y'all got to pay me.
Yeah, that's on Patreon, actually. Actually, fuck is you talking about? What?
Patreon.
Behind a paywall.
I've actually heard niggas say, like, yo, you think his hairline is receding?
You're lying.
I swear to God.
For real?
I'm going to say this, though. My shit is receding a tad bit. It's not that bad. It's bad for me.
Prove it.
It's bad for me.
It's on Patreon, bro. Relax. As soon as we get there.
Relax, gang. You got to relax.
It's behind the paywall.
I don't really care, though, because I was...
He wants you to join the book.
Yeah, nigga,
that's what
please.
It is, niggas. Misery loves company.
He already said he's going to Turkey first.
I go to Turkey before I do that.
Oh, you're not... Oh, I thought he was saying that you said you're actually going to Turkey.
He said that. I don't feel like I should... I feel like you shouldn't be bold until you're, like, 50.
Last I knew, you said you
were voluntarily bold until you're, like, 50.
Yeah, we had this conversation. Niggas that's voluntarily bald is different. Like, you have to worry about niggas like that, bro. Huh?
That's what
I said. Fredro Starr. Nigga, Fredro... Nigga, Fredro Starr said Michael Jordan got it from him. That's wild.
Okay.
Yo, that's a fact. That's a fact. Latrell Sprewell had braids and a baldy.
Mace had the baldy.
Nah, he had a baldy.
Mace did have the baldy.
He did.
But that was at Manhattan Center.
Oh, yes. You're right. Yo, bald. Fredro Starr had a baldy at 16 till today, bro. He never changed. He said Michael Jordan got it from him. I'll never forget that. He's
the nigga from
super
Chris
drugs.
Ross?
What, he had a baldy?
When I died. Right, nigga.
He had a baldy, you said?
Had a baldy at one point, yeah.
As a kid?
Uh-huh.
Like, as a young nigga? I don't remember that. It was the nigga with the braids. I remember that.
Yeah, and then other nigga. He had braids, and then he had, like, then he got, like, alopecia.
Oh, shit.
And he got, like, bald and shit.
That's bad. That's bad.
Moving right along.
Yo, so this is a clip. Y'all ever watch The Chi?
I have, but I stopped around, like, season two.
Come on, man.
So, oh, my God.
He's in the show?
Yeah, he got killed.
Speaking of which, I think he might be doing a little. He might need support. Like,
Let's all
go fund me support.
Moment of silence and pray for that nigga and his public defender.
Yo, bro. Yeah,
no,
nigga
but hold did not on. Have a lawyer.
Yo,
public defender.
Yo,
I have a theory on that though. I think he voluntarily gave up all the property because he couldn't afford any of it.
She done took it all. Shit.
Great theory. I think he didn't put up a fight. I think. Because I'm sure
he can't maintain it.
He can't maintain it.
Well, he's paying a shitload of money.
Only eight bands.
Yeah, that's not that crazy.
Yeah, they're supposed to be millionaires.
Not that crazy.
We know one of them definitely.
I feel bad. I sent y'all that live. He was in a.
Kiana got my money in that mind shopper right now.
1,000%.
Right now.
1,000%.
She's the only one that been working.
And you know what else? Nah, I mean, I don't know what he's doing, but still. And she could go get a bag right now. He cannot go get a bag right now.
At all.
Bro, he could go and dance with
the problem.
He could go and dance with the stars.
Again?
Yeah.
Again? Like, how many times do niggas go on? Isn't that a one-time thing?
He could do Return of the Champions.
But again, he reaching. He's reaching.
I think he does have more opportunity than it seems. I don't know if he don't got or something.
Nah, he's no Tiana Taylor. Like,
he's not talented like that.
He could get
and she is.
I don't think so.
I think so.
I do not believe if you gave him 30 days, he could go get a bag tomorrow. Like, I don't think so.
The opportunity exists. I think
you think it exists? Yeah. That nigga was just live on TikTok. In a clouded room with neon lights and...
Because he's an idiot.
Looking like he in his son's room, bro. What's wrong with that? I was like, yeah, that's...
First of all...
I'm just saying, a child's room.
Women
like a teenage TikToker's room.
He could do some model shit. I don't know. He could be in front of a camera.
That's
somewhere.
Not a bag, though.
What you mean?
That's just visibility. That's not a bag. He's not getting a bag to do that, is what I'm saying.
Amar should be all right.
Nah, I don't think so.
He should just
Why?
Do a podcast.
If I got to give him a bag, I might as well go get a legit model.
He should do 7 p.m. in Brooklyn with Melo.
Where?
We know who he is.
He's just a recognizable person. He's not like,
I'm saying,
I want to dress like him. Like, he has no influence.
He's more recognizable than you.
That's not true. He started Nick's tape.
I don't feel that way. I feel like there's...
He's a celebrity already.
So what? That don't mean you can move the needle for my brand.
Yeah, you can. Yeah,
just
can.
Because you're famous?
Yeah,
no, that's not true.
He had a Carl Kanai jacket the other day. Fire, I'm about to boss.
That's not true.
You saw it on him, right?
Mm-hmm.
Visibility and already.
He didn't say, where is it? Like, I want to go get it because Iman got it.
It says Carl Kanai.
Not because Iman got it, but he saw it on Iman. He knows who Iman Shumpert is.
And I know Carl Kanai is, so I didn't really have to do too much looking.
There's a connection right there.
I mean, yeah, we all know what Carl Kanai... Yes, I'm not debating that he's not a celebrity. So, we know he's a celebrity. He's a very low-level celebrity where I could get someone... Yes, an opportunity is not a bag. That's what I'm saying.
It can be turned into a bag.
For sure. Opportunity could be monetary.
I don't think he could go get a bag is all I'm saying. Like, if, whatever I'm going to hire Iman Shumpert to do at a certain price, I can get someone better at that same price.
Damn.
That's what I'm saying.
That hurts. Jesus Christ.
Like, you're talking about modeling, maybe podcasting. Like, he's not an entertainer. He's not funny.
Better at the same price?
Yes.
You get J.R. Smith?
I get Jeff Teague.
No, you can't get Jeff Teague.
Maybe not now. I could get B. Hen. Who's even funnier than him?
B.
B. You feel what I'm saying? I get B. Hen before I get Iman Shumpert.
B. Hen. B. Hen could come
I
out.
I get the white dude that Roan, the dude that Pat Bev do the podcast with. I would get him before
he's a battle rapper.
He's a battle rapper. He's funny. He's funny. He's entertaining. He's witty. Like what? I'm Iman Shumpert's really not good for nothing.
Yeah, you could get Rory or Mo, but you can't get them together.
Yes, European though. Somebody would see the opportunity in Iman Shumpert.
I'm not that. Yes. Yeah, that you're talking about one person. I'm saying in general, I don't think he could go get a bag.
He can.
I think there's only certain people that got a bag to provide.
Iman Shumpert.
Like he'll do the Nate Robinson, get the free cut. You know what I'm saying? Shout out the nigga Cuts.
I'm going
to
put him in this.
He's going down that path is all I'm saying, bro. He might be boxing Jake Paul next. That's all I'm saying.
I hope
he might be in a ring with Jake Paul.
Oh, Jake Paul is knocking shit clean.
Am I bugging? He's headed down that path. He might be on Drewski shit. You don't know. He might be on this. He
needed dialysis after that.
He got his kidney, though. That's whatever body part he needed, organ. He got it.
That's a fact.
Shout out, Nate Robb. Rest up.
In reference to the shot, that clip from the shot.
Yeah.
There was a character who is married, has a wife, but he also has a baby mother. She came to him and needed transportation. He bought her a brand new car and didn't talk to his wife about
without
it.
Without consulting.
Do you not hear them?
FBI?
Can't be the only parent in this house.
What you trying to say?
I'm not gonna let them cry just so you could finish.
But sometimes kids need to cry.
You can't always get what you want either.
I'm hungry.
Go wait for me at your table, okay?
Thanks for the ride.
Of course, you know.
If you really had me, you would give me a car.
Don't Rob got money? Why he can't get you a new car?
I don't have a child with Rob.
You see me with a new car, now you want one?
I don't need a Benz. I just need something to drive our son around in.
Surprise.
You really bought me a car?
You said you needed one.
What's up, Jay?
This new or this shit you?
Oh, this fresh off the lot.
Bet.
Oh, my God. Rob, come on. Let's take it for a ride.
The next time you want to buy your ex a car, can you talk to me first?
Are you serious?
That's a big spin.
I got her an all.
So what?
It's my money.
I thought we were in this together.
But if I want to do something nice for the mother of my child.
Not if you can't talk to me.
She asked for a car, I got her one. That's it.
Okay, if it's that simple, I want a bigger place.
I'm too tired to talk.
Great, let's just both get some.
And she got upset. Who's
in the wrong?
Is he wrong? Is he wrong? Is his wife wrong?
It's his wife, right?
Yeah.
If it's his wife.
I forgot.
I didn't even know that was from the show, to be honest. But I did see that, and I think he's wrong for not consulting his wife, not buying the car. The car, I feel like, if y'all like that.
But you're going to buy the car regardless.
I think so.
You got to tell your wife.
So. I think if it's.
You got to tell your wife.
Yeah, go ahead.
Tell her.
You got to tell. Yeah, you got to. She got to stay. It can't
whether
be a surprise.
You do it or not. Like, you're not going to tell me. You're not going to tell me I can't take care of my child.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, regardless of the fact. But
she also can't find out on Instagram when the other shorty posted.
She also can't
like, BD bought me a new car. Like, yo, what?
Like, we have
what is this?
I'm definitely going to have to consult with her. Like, yo.
No, it's not consulting. I'm going to get it.
Yeah,
I'm going to get the car.
But I'm telling you.
Just letting you know.
Yeah.
I might not tell her in person, though, just so she don't slap me.
Her a text message?
I might FaceTime her like, yo, by the way, I was just on the phone with such and such.
As I signed the papers.
Yeah, as I'm closing the deal.
No, you know, I would tell my wife, like, I just
have to. I feel like you have to.
I just don't feel like.
What if she still gets upset?
Yeah, I mean, at least she's upset in her own space. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because, like,
right.
Now she's not about to black on me all
she's
day.
Not
long.
Embarrassed. Yeah, she's not embarrassed. She's not caught off guard. Like,
and you don't have to know that I bought the car. Like, no one knows but you and her. Like, you know what I'm saying? Her nigga.
Yeah, that's still too many. Like, if knowing.
He's not going to say nobody.
What I'm saying, if people knowing is what bothers you. That's gonna bother you. Like, this nigga knows. She know, like, it's gonna bother you as a woman. I think I'm not a woman. So
and women is crazy. I mean, in those moments, like,
but this makes me ask the other question about what I. Well, we had this conversation last week with Dre. If you in the spot, like, all right, you and your wife, you and your lady is going somewhere, and maybe there's someone there that she dealt with before or you dealt with before. Do you give her the heads up, like, yo, by the way. this girl such and such gonna be there, or this guy is gonna be there. What?
That's different than what we talked about.
So what we talk about?
You said that.
That is what we talked about.
Your girl is getting extra friendly with a guy.
No, but this is before you get there. This is before you get there. Remember, because I'm saying she should already know.
It's a two-parter, so it's your part and his part.
All right.
So initially, do you say something? Right. Do you say something?
Do you give the heads up, like, yo, by the way.
If something I crammed?
I used to lay pipe.
I love crammed.
Yeah, 1,000%. Like, if I cram something, it's
she going to be there, and you know it.
Yeah,
she's part of the.
Yeah. See, I also come from like a fortunate situation. Like my lady is cool about shit like that. Like she's not gonna trip if she know, right? You know what I'm saying? Like she gonna trip.
Even if she's gonna trip.
Like, you know,
you still not gonna tell her?
If she's gonna trip, yeah, I'm still gonna tell her.
That's what I'm saying. It don't matter her reaction. Yeah. You're still gonna tell her.
You're gonna be
on the same page.
Yeah, for sure.
Now this man said, why would I tell her? Why? And I said, okay, let's say the night is going on and she's maybe laughing a little too hard at his jokes.
I noticed that.
Or when she laughing.
You think she's going to do that in front of you, though?
That's what I'm saying.
No.
Your bitch.
And I'm like.
No, not your girl. Not your girl doing this. I'm saying the other girl's doing this to you.
Oh.
Right? Like she's getting, she's laughing a little too hard at your jokes. And your girl's peeping. It's like, yo, why she keep being, funny with you? You know what I'm saying? Like,
we know
everybody here. Why we? We know those type of hugs, right?
We know those type of hugs.
So he said, no, I wouldn't tell her. I'm like, but what if she asked you, like, yo, what's up with homegirl? Do y'all do something? Have y'all ever, he still would tell her no. And he said, I'd rather gaslight her than tell her the truth.
Who said that? This nigga? We don't listen to this nigga,
hold
bro.
On.
Yo, what? I was like, nigga, what?
Nah,
I said, what?
De-escalate.
That story is different from what.
Okay, so go ahead. Because at no point did you stop me.
De-escalate.
He was like, yo. And you were here for this part. This happened before that part. He was like, yo, if his girl's getting a little too friendly with somebody, he's going to be like, yo, did y'all fuck before? And I
we're not gonna ask if y'all fucked before, we just gonna ask, yo, what's up with, like, what's going on? Why y'all so
said that you asked?
Who's just gonna ask, have y'all fucked before? Nobody's doing that.
That was the whole argument.
No, it was about telling them that you fucked.
Because that came up after. He was still there for that.
Never gonna ask you, have you fucked this person? Like,
you don't remember.
I wasn't listening to you niggas.
I would never ask that. So I know that's not what I said. Because I would never say that. I would never ask someone that.
My whole
have you fucked this person? Like, that's crazy.
Exactly what we said. You said,
no,
and I was like,
I
would never ask that.
If you at dinner,
if your girl asks you,
you asking the bitch, are you asking your bitch if
no one's gonna ask that like that. That's not happening.
You fuck him? You asking that?
That's what he said.
You asking that to him?
He said it was.
Who's asking that? Call Dre right now.
That's crazy.
Who's doing that?
You.
Who's doing that?
He said it would inform the way y'all. You proceed after that.
No, exactly. I'm talking about prior. Like, you have to tell them that y'all fucked.
He fucked.
Thank you. Exactly. If you have to ask.
You gotta ask.
Bro, right now.
I don't even want to know.
Right now. If you is mad joints in here, whatever, and one joint is being particularly friendly with you, and your girl's here, she's not gonna ask you, have y'all fucked? She's gonna ask you, like, yo, what's up with shorty? Like, and it's up to you to be honest. You feel me?
Even if
you be like, no, it's nothing. I have no idea. She's still going to be like, this nigga lying, bro. I know. That's what I said.
Not my
I
lady.
Never said I'm not going to ask her, hey, have you fucked this guy? Like,
I have what? No problem telling
why
her.
Why would you ask? That was not the argument, bro. That was not the argument.
That's
the argument was about telling her the truth.
They only that like you when afterwards. You get bitches.
That was the entire argument about letting her know before, bro.
That came after.
Who's asking about, have you fucked this nigga? No, I'm not. I would never do that.
Not
ever in life.
Now,
I would never do that, bro.
At that day.
Why would I ask someone, hey, have you had sex with this person? Like, what?
Yo, hold on.
Who's asking that?
You tell your bitch.
We were talking about cheating. You said.
Tell your bitch if you knock something down.
Not just if I knock something down. I got it.
Not every time.
Every time.
What you mean? If you knock something down, shorty gonna be in the spot?
If we in the spot together, we.
Oh, 100%.
If we canoodling?
Thank you.
Yeah, my God.
Thank you. If we're co-mingling. If we're co-mingling, yes.
In no situation, nah. I can't hide it.
Then he say he will lie about it. Then he say he'll lie about it.
You gonna beat your girl up.
Huh?
You definitely gotta tell her.
See,
Well, these are what kind of scenarios is this? Like, you know, like we're from New York, gang. Like,
anything is possible, bro. Anything is fucking possible. Like,
even in the scope.
Like, what?
It's possible. We from New York, gang.
Hold on.
Nigga said that will never happen. Like,
time out. Go.
Yo, Dre.
Hold on, nigga. He didn't even answer yet. Yeah. Yo, remember last week? Did this nigga Viv not say if he saw his girl getting too friendly with a nigga, he would ask if they fucked before?
Yeah.
He said yes, nigga. I can't put it on speaker. There's no speaker, but he said yes, bro.
I'm not asking if y'all fucked before.
That's what he. I just asked him, and he said that. He's. Did he not say he would ask if y'all fucked before?
I said if your girl asks you, if your shorty asks you,
back on.
He can hear me. I don't know. He can hear
me. Oh, he can hear me. They I not, said if your shorty asks you,
back on.
Yo, have y'all ever done anything before? Nobody's gonna come out straight.
That was
ask.
Different.
Like,
that was a different topic. You said you would
I
ask.
I would never ask a woman if she fucked somebody.
Did he not say that?
I said if y'all feel it, if
you said
y'all
the woman y'all or the man.
He said he would ask her his girl if she fucked that nigga.
Who's going there? That's some bitch ass nigga shit.
You, nah, he just said you would.
Bro, I'm not asking no woman that.
All right, good looks, Dre.
I'm not asking no woman that, ever.
What happened?
Wow. We don't talk
about bodies, none of that. Like,
wait, say that. Say it again.
You wouldn't ask to do it.
Huh? Say that again.
I said he said he would ask the guy.
He would ask the guy.
Yeah. That's what we were talking about.
Ask the guy.
Dre said it, bro.
Bro, what? I'ma ask the guy. What conversation y'all was having?
Nah. Like,
yo,
I would talk to you.
Nah, he's taking it out of
conversation we was having during the episode too.
What?
With the who's bugging last week. What was the who bugging about? It was something about a girl and a guy. Oh, about the nigga who crashed out on live.
Message, what you said?
Yeah, nigga, you on text message. Hello.
All right, since you doing, I know Star. Since you doing all that, I know Star.
All right, but how do you know? Wait, bro. How do you know Star? You know, you see you, yo, bro. Don't act tough, bro. How do you know my wife, bro? How you know my wife, bro?
First off, you the one that's acting tough.
Bro, I'm regular. This is my wife, bro. You texting my wife for phone bill money? Why you? That's my wife, bro.
I'm asking her for phone bill money because I'm late on my phone bill.
You late? Bro. What the fuck you asking my bitch for money for, nigga? Who the fuck is this nigga? Kev, who are you, nigga?
Yo, listen.
Kev. Kev. Where you know Star from, nigga?
I met Star a couple months back.
What you... Bro, what you mean a couple months back? Yo, bro, word to my mother, I will break your fucking jaw, nigga. Bro, who, I will break your shit, nigga. Where you at, nigga? How you know Star?
Listen.
Bro, fuck all that.
You getting too excited.
Because I'm ready to die for that, nigga. You ready to die, nigga? Are you ready to die? Are you ready to die?
Yo, man, listen.
Are you ready to die, nigga? Are you? I'm not playing this game, bro.
I'm ready to die for that pussy.
Bro, wait, what, bro? Star, bro, you know we got a family together, right? You know me and Star married. We got kids together, right?
So if y'all got a family together and all that, why she giving me her number? Y'all got a family and all of that. Why she giving me her number and holding convo with me and texting me and all that? Entertaining everything.
Bro, word to me, bro. You better be ready to die, pussy. I know where you work at, bro. You work at Family Dollar, nigga. I swear to God, when I go there, I'm going to validate you, nigga. I know who you...
Everything in your house, Star, comes in by, so I don't understand what you even talking about.
And y'all niggas were saying, and they were saying that they were, if it's your wife, they would call and ask the guy. And I was saying, yo, bro, I would never ask a guy about the whereabouts of my bitch, bro.
That's not what he was. I'm with her already.
No, he was telling her to. No, he was telling. He was telling the nigga to stop. He was telling the nigga to stop fucking his bitch. I would never do that either.
Oh yeah.
I would never do that either.
Yo, but
under no circumstances, yo, bro, none. Under no circumstances, like.
Like,
I felt him, though. I felt him. I ain't saying I'm going to carry it the same way, but I felt him, bro. He's like, yo, this is my wife, bro. How you talking like this? He's talking about, nah.
I work at the Dollar
Tree for my phone. Like, yo, bro, this is my wife you talking about. Like,
all
right. Yeah, that's crazy. And that's why he said, yeah, son.
All right, so hold on.
That's why he started saying, this is my wife, this is my wife. Yo, where the lemon is? Yo, that's his wife though. He committed his. He's hurt, son. He was real hurt. I get it. I get it.
I would.
You would what?
If you call me, if I'm the guy that's getting called,
yeah.
And you and I hear you destroy, and I hear you walling in
get
your
it?
Voice, yo, bro. I apologize, game. Nah.
Oh, I thought you was gonna fry him. I'm like damn.
Nah. Yo, I didn't know, bro. I apologize.
Yeah, but
game.
Look, homie is looking at it like
I'm going to stop fucking with her today.
Nah, but homie was asking the shorty for money though.
No, cause like, look, cause it's mad bitches out here, bro. What are we all? Like, what are we doing?
See, but you talking about
he wants to kill me for her. I'm done, bro. Don't worry about it. I'm
you talking
done.
Like a nigga that get bitches. You don't know what this woman look like. She gonna be the craziest looking. Enjoy.
Which, you know, not to judge your approach, but his approach is like gangster. Like, nah, nigga,
you thought it was gangster? Yeah, I didn't think it was gangster. So.
Nah, when he said, when
he was
he
just
said,
loud.
Die for it? Yeah, you
but that's
die.
What he said.
Yo, because
you don't think he go? You don't think he gonna die by his wife though? The way he was screaming and going on live?
I said, I
that's not like, a nigga you want to fuck with.
Bro. I did not know this was the situation. Yeah.
But he probably did, though.
Son was like, nah, why are you talking like that? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, listen, bro, it's no need to
tell. I don't know,
bro,
man.
Yo, you already called. Yo, bro, you put your pride.
The live was crazy. The live was crazy.
Put his pride in his pocket. Put his phone on a tripod or propped it on
the dresser.
Pillow,
on the dresser.
And then on the dresser and then cried on camera while simultaneously threatening someone's life over some pussy from a bitch who stole the dollar.
I felt his heart, bro.
Yo, come
the
on.
Live was the only thing I disagree with.
Because
what I said last week was that you could call a nigga if you feel like it's super deep and she not giving you the answers you want. If it's super deep and you telling me, oh nah, I just met him last week, I might call that nigga too about my wife. Not some bitch, bro. This is not some bitch. This is my wife. I feel like, bro, it's not the same. Once you commit to a woman to call her your wife, bro, it's different. Like I said last week, you might not leave her, bro. Might not leave her. So if you're gonna stay with her, I wanna know the whole truth. That's how I feel.
Should marry people.
I know,
but I'm not gonna trust her to give me the whole truth.
I know the
I'm
whole truth.
I'm not. If I, you don't know the
I
whole
know
truth.
Know the whole truth. She fucked him. She sucked him.
You just know the main. If she was buying him gifts, if she done took a trip with this nigga, if she done met his kids, bro, that's deep cheating, bro. That's deep cheating. If your brother know her, you feel me? It's different, bro. It's different. I might call that nigga too. I'm not threatening him. That's why I'm not going that far because I don't got an issue with him. But I need to know, yo, what type of time y'all was really on? Like, nah, I'm not threatening him.
Yeah,
no. But I'm already calling him.
I'm a nigga, bro. We gonna be nonchalant.
Like, why you call?
Yeah, you right about that. You right about that.
You right.
You might feel like that about her, but she just a cool time for
me. That's a fact. That's a fact. That's why you don't entertain the conversation.
That's why you don't call. Cause a nigga say them shit to you. Nah. Oh, I'm putting on a bulletproof.
She talking to me about you stressing her out.
You hear that? That mean run. You heard?
Nigga said that's the problem. You overreacting again. Hey Kitty, you overreacting again.
That's foul. That's you see, yo, you don't
the problem starts.
This is why you don't
about.
Yo, if a nigga's strong enough to call you about his girl, bro, leave that shit alone, bro. That nigga
yo, bro, I'm done.
That
I'm
nigga
done.
Is
I'm done, gang. I'm done.
I don't even got it like that.
I don't even know her no more. Yep. I don't even know her no more.
I don't like her like that.
Matter of fact, y'all block. Oh yeah.
Y'all block. Who? What? Nah, I don't know none of y'all. That's a fact. That's a fact.
But we talking for 6 months, I'm catching feelings.
Nah, 6 months is strong, though.
I'm catching
six
feelings.
6 months is strong. 6 months is strong.
Funny. I'm catching feelings.
Yeah, it's not. That's a fact.
Like,
that's a fact.
You gotta find that space with your girl.
See, but that's you thinking level-headed clearly right now. When you in that moment, bro, you're not thinking shit. Like,
At what age are you supposed to like be permanently thinking clearly and composed?
Nah, you can't know. Come on.
I feel like
we human, bro. We human. No,
for sure. But I'm saying like we're also men.
Yeah,
like,
but that's
real
scary.
Men know how to compose themselves.
I agree. You know what I'm saying? But so we also
I'm
scarce.
It's like I'm saying to you, like you can't be crashing out Every time it's supposed to be a crash out moment.
You can't be emotional outburst ass nigga. Yeah. That's a fact.
Like, yo, son, listen, bro. 72 hours, bro.
Didn't react.
Like, if you still upset, that highly upset, where you gotta kill someone, then kill somebody after the 72 hour mark.
If you the nigga, you get caught. You gonna think, why you caught that?
Yeah, that's a fact.
So if you were calling, you like, damn, bro, I done turned to a bitch, bro.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Like,
and and that shit is on camera forever.
He put it on camera.
Like.
The first thing I would think, even if I did bad, is like, called,
and now he's in the group chat forever. He's in the group chat forever. Like, yo, look at that.
Nah, he said you're going to be
crashed out like this.
Nah, but you're going to be thinking that for a different reason. Like, damn, she's about to get all the details.
She
like that.
All the detail for sure.
That's why you sick, really.
For sure you sick. For sure you sick. But you also thinking like, damn, this is supposed to be something
weird. I guess.
Nah, for sure. 1,000%.
All right, we spoke about that enough. Let's move on a little bit. What we got next? What we getting into?
Should married people only hang out with other married couples?
Fuck no. Heavens no, bro. Heavens no. That keep you lame, I feel like. Like, real, like, super married couples. All right, there's levels to married couples, I feel like. There's classes, buckets of married couples. If they not in your age group, first of all, our age group, if you married younger than me,
you're stupid.
I kind of think you're a weirdo.
We're joking. Like, nah.
Who the fuck is we?
No,
I don't speak French.
I'm joking.
I'm not joking. I feel like I'm 33, bro. If you married and you are in your 20s, you're a little strange, bro. Like, I feel that way on both parties. You are a little strange. Like, hot. Yo, damn, son. Damn. You made this whole life decision at 23, 24, 25. Like, whoa.
But that's
whoa.
How I feel about, like chopping your shit off. Like, sex change.
Sex. So permanent.
That's permanent.
Huh?
That was so left.
No, I'm saying, like, it's the same thing. Like, you making permanent decisions mad early. Like, you gotta get to 25.
They used to tell us that about tattoos when we was young. Like, yo, wait till you a certain age, because.
Like, if you're gonna do it, just make these decisions, like, at 25.
I just feel like if you're, you know, 26, 25, and you married, like, you're a married couple. Y'all got different values. Let's just say that. That wasn't me. I'm not that person. But married people, I know some married people, and I feel like they're cool. Like, they're open to having different friends. It's not about, oh, this person's married, and so they're not a threat because they're both married. Like, it's not, I feel like there are people who have those concerns. Like, I don't want to hang out with single people because this woman might try to get with my man, or this man might try, you know, shit like that. But I think it could go both ways. Like, anybody could have any kind of friend as long as you have that foundation with your partner.
I think the only concern is that, like, single people got single mentality. So you, like, you go through some shit and they be like, yo, you should fucking leave, right?
Ooh, yeah, that's bad advice.
Hey, you need to talk to somebody else who's been married. Because like, no,
you can't relate.
You got to get through this, yeah.
Facts. That's a good point. That's a great point, actually.
And that's the point. It's like, I'm not going to say, oh, all my friends are married or stuff like that. But these days, my conversations only include people that can relate. You know what I'm saying? So, I don't really hang out with no one I can't relate to at this point in my life. I'm at, like, you know, like, I'm not into
nothing. We can't be friends for real. Like,
I can't be friends. Like, I'm at the point in my life where I go to the barbershop, I get the regular. I go to the sandwich shop, I get the regular. I go to the gas station, I'm getting regular. I'm at that point in my life.
Not a lot of razzle dazzle.
Like, I'm not getting no uptown fades or nothing no more, bro. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, for me, it's like, yo, bro, like, if you can't relate to me on this level, it's like, I ain't gonna really confide in you. You know what I'm saying? So it's like,
because you don't get without, you know what I'm saying? I understand.
You have to be married, but I think you have to be in some type of relationship for some time for it to be like, for me to have these conversations with you. You feel me? Like,
or even have some responsibilities outside of yourself.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you have a kid maybe, or whatever. Like, you have a partner that you've been with a long time. Something that is just outside of yourself that you would understand, where my time, my energy is not just limited to myself and what I got going on. It's also divvied up to, you know, these people and these responsibilities. So if you a single person and you manage yourself all day and you're not responsible for anything or anyone else's well-being or happiness or anything like that, it's kind of hard for me to relate to you because my time is restricted. My energy is restricted. I'm not calling you. I'm not texting you all day. Like, I'm not reposting your post. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not a constant communication type of thing because I'm not single. I'm not in that space where I'm just responsible for myself. So I feel like if I have a friend that's in that space, I just know how to deal with them. It's not that we can't be friends. It's just that we're not going to be doing everything together. I'm not inviting you to the kids' parties because you don't have a kid to bring. You know, it's not that I don't have anything against you.
It's a waste of an invite.
Right. Yeah. If me, my cousin, his girl, my girl going out, I'm not going to invite you just to come and be the fifth wheel. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, that's why when you at that point now, it's like, I feel like we at this age where it's like a crossroad where, like, I catch myself apologizing for, like, oh, I couldn't make it, or, oh, I'm sorry I didn't call you, or I'm sorry I didn't say Merry Christmas, or I didn't say Thanksgiving, or I didn't call you and just check on you. Like, I feel like I'm apologizing too much because we at that age where it's like, you know, like, people are accustomed to you being this way your whole
now
life.
Now circumstances are a little different.
Circumstances are a little different. And it's like, now you like, yo, bro, I apologize. Like, it was my fault, bro. I just got caught up in life. Word. You know what I'm saying? And then you haven't fallen out with, you've fallen out with people, and you don't even have time to grieve with this falling out because, yo, bro, like,
you don't even got time to figure it out for real. You're like, yo, what happened? Like,
what the fuck happened, bro? Like, facts. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo,
the falling out ain't on your part.
It's not, but it's like, I didn't want to fall out. Like,
yeah, I didn't mean.
But I didn't want to fall out, bro. I just got life going on over here.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? And then it's like,
that's why I was hype when all my friends started having kids. I'm like, woo, like, let's go.
That's why it's like, married people should hang out with married or some sort of people
with
kids.
Some like-mindedness.
It's for sure. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, yo, bro, I don't want to have to keep apologizing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want
to
have
to. Just need you to understand. That's it.
Yeah, like, yo, bro, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I love you. Like, I love you, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
trust me, it's not personal. I'm not doing something to you.
Females a lot, but it should be a little less. Like,
yeah, females go hard. Like,
you
don't post my gender reveal, or you don't show up to my birthday brunch. You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, sis, I got two kids. I was working all week. I don't know if I could be at the restaurant at 12. Like, that's tough. Like, I just want to sleep till 9:30. Like,
your lady's job went over a couple hours.
Yeah.
Now I'm like, I'm rushing. She rushing.
The train was stuck. Like, it took me 2 hours to get home on a Friday.
It's bothering me, bro. Like, you know,
you're taking it personal as if I'm not being supportive of what you got going on.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, and I feel like we just need a, like, that's why the like-mindedness and the, you know, like, it has to be something.
It has to be something. It has to be something, bro. Like, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Everyone who's...
For the most important shit, I feel like niggas should have, like, a chart. Like, yo, this is code red, and this is code orange, this is yellow, this
is where you at right now.
Like, I need you to know, like, this is a red, you need to be there.
Facts.
This is an orange, you might not have to come. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, because, like, if it's a red, I know I gotta...
I
know you feel some type of way if I'm not at your wedding. Cool, nice. I'm gonna come. Like, if I can't make it, I'm gonna have a great excuse. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm gonna have a great reason why.
And it's gonna be not last minute. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna tell you ahead of time. Like, yo, by the way,
shit, because I know weddings cost a lot of breeze. You know what I'm saying?
Any event you're putting together, really, it's just a thought. Like, you consider that person's time or their money, whatever they got going on, is just communication. Like, yo, by the way, you know, it's whack to. Yo, 20 minutes out, like, yo, you know what? I can't even pull up. Such and such came up. You know a nigga lying, bro.
That shit is very whack.
Come on, you're lying.
Kid is always.
Matter of fact, don't even text me. Just don't come. I got it. But usually, you know, either at least ahead of time, a day at least. You know what I'm saying? Because you got your day to plan. It's not like you had, this was revolved, you know, your day wasn't revolved around my event. Yes, you're coming. You say you was coming, but at least give me the heads up. Like, yo, by the way, I'm not going to be able to make it, but if there's anything else, let me know. I'll pull up and I'll support, you know, whatever you got going on. That's it. I just like communication. That's it. That's my thing.
Yeah, 1,000%.
Like, communicate with me.
Yo, how do women ask for sex?
Ooh, what a segue.
Ooh, yeah, that was a sharp right.
It's all in the eyes.
It's all in the eyes. That's a fact. It's body language. At least in my experience, it's been body language. Body language for me. And it's the way a girl touch you.
Yeah.
The way a girl, like, a girl might, you know, yo, she put her hand right here in your inner thigh a little bit at any point in time. Just know, it's on her mind.
I feel like
it's on her mind.
Very different. At the stages you in life.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Like,
of course.
I feel like now it's very more so direct. Vocal. Like, yo, we gotta hurry up. We gotta do it. Like,
yeah, that's a fact. That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? But like back in the day, it was like, it's tough.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh, where you at? Like, you know, the where you at text?
Shit.
That is the, yo, where you at? Or what
between
you doing?
What hours?
I don't feel like
it don't got to be no late night shit.
It don't have
it's almost like code for something.
Hours to so, what you do, what you doing,
where,
and where you
where
at?
Where you at 1 p.m.?
Yeah, both off. You know what I'm saying?
It's cold. It's cold. Like,
you're off.
It's cold.
You know I'm off. We had
she know no, you shouldn't be doing nothing right now.
We had nothing planned.
That's a fact. And I'm just confirming. You free right now?
I'm that, just confirming. Like,
yeah, you know,
and
yeah.
You know, like, you know the way you at text because you like,
yep.
You looking at your phone and you like, you know you doing something, but you know you want to fuck. Like, like, I'm doing nothing.
Yeah, I'm doing nothing right now.
I'm doing
actually,
nothing.
Actually. Let me check. Nothing on the fucking schedule today.
Then you just hit clear schedule. She clear. About to ask the fuck.
You might have let one off earlier, not knowing this was coming. However, you still got to perform.
Yeah, bro.
You still got to perform.
So I'm going to give you a list of WNBA players.
Mm.
I need you to tell me if they got a wife or got a husband.
Oh, you are getting... Yo, hold on. We got to move to no. Patreon. This shit going to get us canceled.
It's definitely going to get us canceled.
All right. It could be boyfriend or anything, just started with a man or a girl?
It's really... They don't even... They're not all even...
If they're gay or not.
All right,
that's really what it
who
is.
Who you with? Man or woman?
What team he play for?
Who he play for?
Who he play for? Who she play
she,
for?
Damn.
Who yeah, she I mean, you don't know if it's she. Yo, oh, hold on. That's another question.
Yo, bro, I saw
Yo,
Brittany
what Griner. If you what if you identify as a he, but you ain't doing no modifications?
Brittany Griner?
Oh. Brittany Griner.
But oh, yeah, I guess.
She took her tits off.
Did she?
Rest. I think so.
Now, hold on. Does she identify as a man, though? Like,
yeah. Yo, yeah, she does. She call her pop.
For real?
I saw Brittany Griner in Miami. It's circa 2013.
In real life,
oh, I saw her in Miami on Collins, and I forgot what club it was. It was a club on Collins, and
Senor Frogs.
She had on a baseball shirt, a baseball jersey, no shirt under.
What? With breasts out?
Breasts and bitches.
What? Nah, she's... I ain't gonna say what I was gonna say. Forget it.
With her.
Yo, was she in a male prison or a woman prison?
She was in a woman shit.
Why you said that like you just know? Like it just makes sense.
Yeah,
I don't know.
She was in Russian woman yeah, go prison. For it. Them bitches Olga.
So this is husband or wife?
What team she
play
for?
Man, okay, what team she play for? Let's go with that.
All right, yo. Like first contestant, Sydney Folsom.
Sydney Folsom. So zoom in on it. Zoom in.
She's fucking with women.
Who's funny?
Oh, nah. She got a man.
She look like the joint from
that's
Love
the,
and Basketball.
That's the girl that be with Asia Wilson, right?
Yeah.
She got a man. I think.
Now she's gay.
I'm going to say she got a man.
Gay.
She likes the bitches.
She likes the bitches.
1,000%.
I thought she was a little cute on TikTok. I like her voice on TikTok.
This is 90% of they like the bitches.
But that's why we playing the game.
All right.
I feel like, oh.
Our next contestant, oh, Jasmine Thomas.
Where we going with this? She got a man. She got niggas, bro.
Got a man.
Oh, scroll down a little bit. Let me just see her figure. Scroll down just a little bit. You zoomed in too much. Yeah, let me see. Yeah, okay, shoulder. Yeah, she got a man. She can wear a dress.
She
got a man, right?
Yeah.
Come
yeah,
on, son. Come on.
Who was that? Let me look her Instagram.
Nah, up. Don't do that. You got a wife.
All right. We got Kelsey Plum.
Oh,
all
right,
like
no. Men.
She like men. She divorced.
She likes mans in them.
Mans them. You like man them?
Her nigga crashed out too.
Darren Waller. Yeah. I saw made a whole song about him retired. He said, fuck this shit, man. I'm going to go do drugs again. I fuck with Darren Waller. I don't know why he retired.
Darren Waller did what? What was it?
He retired.
That was her husband. She married him.
That was her ex-husband.
He was a football player.
Or?
He played for the Giants. Nice. Got traded. Oh, he played for the
Raiders, the Giants.
Yeah. He was black?
Yeah.
Was he?
Yeah, he's black.
Like he was like Aaron Hernandez.
Oh, no, he's not Spanish at all.
Where?
Nah, he's black. I think he got a white out. Mom or something. But
oh, okay.
He used to be heavy on pills and shit like that.
Oh,
yeah, he's a drug addict.
Next up, we got Tiffany Haynes.
Yeah, straight women.
Women.
Because, I don't, yeah, go ahead, straight women.
Lady them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We right?
Yeah,
you was, come on.
I make this hard.
I thought I did. Yo, honestly,
what?
Not a lot of options in WNBA.
It's all right.
I ain't gonna lie, the WNBA is on fire. It's some
joints, though.
It's some heat in the WNBA now.
It still ain't make no money, but that's all right.
Nah, the CBA coming up.
Yo, that Angel Reese shit was idiotic. She's talking about I'm protesting to get a raise, to get paid as the men do?
Yeah, you know,
what are you talking about?
I don't think she want to hoop for real. She making more money outside.
What you said?
I don't think she want to hoop for real.
She making more money outside of it.
Yeah, but it's all predicated on her being a hooper.
Like, who cares about Angel Reese if she wasn't hooping?
She pretty.
No, she's pretty. I'm saying, but she don't got no platform.
She can make money off her face. Not as much.
Women. That's my son, Thomas. Yeah. Bro.
if I seen her, I'm dapping her up, bro.
One of them just got traded, too. I'm dapping her up, bro.
She's not. Come
her girlfriend
on,
plays on her. Bonner. She play on her team. I told you. I know WNBA. Oh, you know I be watching.
You ain't say you know WNBA, nigga.
I watched. I know her.
Who is she? What's her name?
Alyssa Thomas. She played for the Connecticut.
Oh, I know
the
name. Wait, yeah. Alyssa Thomas, ain't that girl?
She dates the Bonner joint, the skinny joint.
You in a T.
Nah, I really watch WNBA.
Nah, no, no, nigga. You follow Shade Room. Just
nah, watch the. I watch this shit, bro.
Don't talk about that on broadcast. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I don't.
Yeah, you watching it.
All right, we got enough features.
Zoom in.
Oh, I don't know.
I think she got a woman. I mean, a man. I know who that is. I know her. She's nice. She's nice.
She's like,
she won, right? She's the one that won. She's the one that won. Yeah, that's the fact.
Yeah, she did win. She's nice. I think she's
she
woman.
She got a man.
She got a man.
She got a man, right? Something Thompson. Thomas.
Thomas. Nafisa. No, Thomas. Nafisa. Nafisa Collier.
Oh, Collier. Yes, Collier. You're right.
She's dead nice. They cheated her in the chip.
How many? Like percentage wise. In men professional sports, how many men you think are gay?
A lot, because the
what's a lot? What's a percentage? Put a number on it. Put
the
a number on it.
Numbers are there.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Pick a sport. The numbers of players is there for you to have a percentage of gay people.
Pick
bro.
A sport.
NFL. NFL got the most players. So let's say there's 5,000 players in the NFL. They all got 80 something like, on the roster.
I got like 5,000. No, it's 25 like, niggas in 25. No, it's 25.
No, niggas. It's 53 on the active roster. There's 82 on the whole team.
Yeah.
On every team. So 80, let's say 80 times 30. Do that math real quick. What's that?
8 times.
That's a lot 30. Of fucking players, bro.
2,400.
That nigga's doing extracurricular math.
2,400 players.
Yeah, all right,
2,400 players.
2,400.
That's a lot.
Yeah, 400 is a lot.
That's a lot. And that's not even that crazy.
I never even niggas, considered bro. It to be 400.
Bro.
I got like 500
we
niggas,
doing percentages.
Bro.
Do a percentage. There's going to be a lot of people in that percentage, bro.
Yo, y'all saw DeJuan Blair.
What, is a homosexual?
Yeah.
You lying? He don't got no ACLs and he's gay? That's crazy, bro. What the fuck niggas be doing? You know they say Tim Duncan was a pillow biter. Facts.
I said that.
Yo, they used to say that.
Yo, relax.
They used to say that.
Relax.
I'm lying, G? On God, bro. People used to say that. My son was a pillow biter.
I heard that
before. Y'all niggas putting Tim Duncan gay.
I'm not putting. I'm just repeating what I've been heard.
I heard that before. I don't believe it.
The only nigga
you ain't
that,
never seen his wife. You ain't never seen his kid.
Nah, she took him, seen she took him to the cleaners.
You seen his kid.
She took him where? Oh, yeah. After she violated because he was having sex with Martin. Fuck is you talking about? Nigga, she found out.
I don't like
never this seen his kid.
Nigga, this is the second nigga you confirmed.
Yo, gay. Nah. Adam Silver was crazy. I thought that was it. I gotta give y'all that one. That was great. I was dead ass. Like,
that nigga's gay.
Adam Silver was mad gay. Like, what? I was dead wrong. Yo, that was hilarious.
Overall, 7.
You got
6.
Tim Duncan gay, but not Shannon Sharp.
No. Yes, nigga. What? Oh, yes. Nah, yes. Nah, yes. Nah, yes. Nah, yes. Nah. I'm not even talking about this. Nah, I'm not going
if
for it.
Anybody's gonna be
it's
gay.
It's a 3-on-1 over here, pause. I'm not going, bro. I had to put all my bread right now, is Shannon Sharp gay? I'm going no.
Hold on. Overall. 7.6 U.S. adults identify as LGBTQ.
You don't gotta identify.
So PS5.
7% of the U.S. population.
Yeah. So if you bring that down to the
to
NFL,
these realms,
7%
of 2,400.
It's a lot of niggas, bro. Less than 400. That's like it's a lot. It's they on every team. They on every team.
Niggas every team.
They on every team.
That's 168. But
out of what 2,400?
Yeah.
That's a lot of niggas, bro. If you put them, if you line them up on the field, you're like, yo, damn, it's mad at these.
He's yeah. got like That's 7 of them.
That's 2 teams.
I think Jalen Ramsey is gay.
Who? Jalen Ramsey?
Jalen Ramsey is gay, too. That nigga, he got daughters, though.
And what that mean? Gay niggas got mad kids. Gay niggas got mad kids.
Allegedly John Wall gay.
Nah, don't do that.
Don't
do that.
That's the blood.
That's the big blood. That's the homie. That's the homie.
I'm not jacking that. And
I don't want to jack. You can't say that no more, bro. You can't say that no more. You don't know, bro. I believe he gave before Dwight Howard.
What?
Huh?
No, it's confirmed that Dwight Howard's gay.
No, he's not. He got a wife. That's what y'all telling me.
Nah, Dwight Howard moving, bro. That's for sure.
He's big.
We
all
know why.
Why? When he came out, he got no ACLs. He got no ACLs. Yo, bro. I heard you like I'm young.
Are you playing a video right now?
Telling Chris that whole Kendrick shit, now that time has passed, that shit was definitely pushing that shit.
Yo, there was a video. Ain't I been saying this?
It was definitely corny.
Yeah, corny, bro. I said that shit from the beginning.
For the whole time.
I've been saying that shit was lame, bro. Lame.
Made me a Drake fan. I never seen niggas flip on a nigga like this before,
bro.
Shit
was so corny.
I'm like, yo, son, like, why we just can't have a battle, son? Like, y'all niggas gonna let Kendrick Lamar lead us? Please.
Nah, son. You seen that? I seen the video.
Did you see his, oh, he posted some shit on Instagram. Drake. Recently, he was like, "Yo, I always grew up non-confrontational. I looked at this game
you're
as
talking
a
about mob ties. Fuck out of here, nigga."
That's what I'm saying.
And but like, that confirms his bitch assness.
Facts.
Which we know. Like, I feel like we all hip to that.
He going outside.
He going outside. Bro.
The thing that got him past the bitch assness was that the bitches liked him. You feel me?
Yeah.
That was the only thing. Like, yo, he's still
nigga that made Marvin Room.
I don't know what you got against Marvin Room.
I know. Come on.
Marvin Room is crazy.
Marvin Room is crazy. Yeah, bro. That's that
shit. Yo, so
crazy.
Nobody.
Bro, Dirty Mac and Anthem, son.
Oh, nobody got a.
First of all, you
I got an unpopular opinion.
Marvin Room, Dirty Mac and Anthem. Do y'all see this shit?
Nah, it's what happened.
Niggas is just screaming it everywhere.
For real? Niggas was not saying that before. I haven't seen it, though. You got an unpopular opinion?
Huh? Yeah, I got one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a quick app.
He was waiting for something else.
My popular opinion this week is, I don't feel like none of the old head niggas, like us, we the old head niggas now, which is crazy. I don't feel like we pulling the young niggas to the side anymore. Like, we not pulling enough young niggas to the side no more. Like, we not dropping no jewels on these little niggas no more.
All right, bro. Like, they gonna up it on us.
But I just feel like
niggas got it on.
Well, like, damn. I ain't gonna lie. Like, me, I'm one of those niggas that I feel like
I ain't scared of you, little niggas.
Not that I'm not scared of you, but I know that, like, you know, like, yo, I can holler at you. Like, you know what I'm saying? Because I feel like I'm still tough enough. Ah, I feel like I am. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But like, I do feel like the youth is getting lost. Like, more lost every day. Because, like the niggas before them is not like, yo, teaching them manners, teaching them laws of engagement, teaching them the rules of the street.
Right.
We're not doing enough of the little things anymore. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, remember, like, our old heads, we had a bunch of old heads. Like, we had a bunch of niggas. We had women that would pull us to the side. Like,
it was a little more sense of community then.
Yeah, it was a little more sense of community.
We also had more respect.
It's a little bit parenting wise.
But when your parents lose your parents, like when the parents is lost, you had the niggas on your block, like, yo, bro.
Because your parents are not the only ones raising you.
The ball players could walk home at one point. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the ball players is gangbangers now.
And That's not that long ago. Because I was getting that pass, bro. I was getting that pass, bro. I remember that.
Allegedly got into the situation with Gilly's son.
Yeah.
And all that shit.
He was running.
Yeah, bro, this nigga had
he
a
was on joke demon time.
But he was a demon in
he
the
was
street, bro.
A demon.
That never happens, bro.
Yeah, that never happened.
Yo, bro, that would never happen, son. Like, there's no reason I would have knew I was a demon.
That's a fact.
Niggas would have never let me get there.
Yeah, that's a fact.
You know what I'm saying?
Shit not for you, bro. Shit not for you. My unpopular opinion. I was in the crib not too long ago, earlier this week, watching classic black movies. Boys in the Hood. I was watching Boys in the Hood. Just on some reminiscent shit and
let me out the car.
Nah. Ricky, he was, you know, star football player, about to get a scholarship to, was it UCLA or USC? It was one of those. One of those schools, yep. Right? I'm watching this shit. Remember when he was running down the alley, I'm like, yo, bro, if this nigga's a top running back for real, why he couldn't get away? Like, this nigga was whack for real. Like,
or zigzag.
My son was really not like that. Like, for the movie, it sound good, but that nigga Ricky was trash, bro. He was not going to make it to the league. Ricky! It's all right, babe. He was going to work at Walmart. You got to do something, bro. My son was running a straight line like this.
It was a shotgun.
It was a shotgun. Bro. The shotgun go like this. You should not be able to hit a nigga with a shotgun from long range. Am I lying? Nah. Anybody that know anything about firearms, you should not be able to hit a nigga, bro. That's... That nigga was whack. That's all I gotta say, bro. That nigga was trash. He did not deserve that fucking scholarship.
Ricky, I didn't think you was whack, my nigga.
Nah, bro. My son,
didn't have a chance.
He should have went to.
Didn't have a chance.
Should have went to JUCO.
Train with the.
He should have went to JUCO. Fuck out of here. Should have went to fucking JUCO. Fuck USC, nigga.
Too.
Nah, Ricky.
Let me out the car.
Let me out. Yeah, fuck out of here.
Nah, I'm rolling on them niggas, bro. My son Doughboy got out the
car. Nah, hell no, you're not rolling on them, bro. Niggas was armed. Like, heavily armed.
He got him, though.